Good morning. How's everyone doing today? Good, good. Got a question for you. Who here is laity? Stand up. Stand up. If you're laity, stand up. If you are laity, stand up. Not if you're a lady. Guess what? Everyone's laity. Amen. Yes, even you, Bill. All right, go ahead and sit down. Today is Laity Sunday. It's a day that we celebrate those that serve the church and who serve God. Now, we all serve in different ways. Our talents aren't all the same, but God uses each and every one of those to further his kingdom. So we need to rejoice and celebrate in that. May the peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning, everyone. As you're making your way back to your seats, I'm going to begin with the moments of informality. First of all, Diane has an announcement.
A few weeks ago, I spoke to you about the Raleigh Ringers in Pittsburgh at the Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. It's the first Saturday of December at 7 p.m. It's a fantastic concert. We happen to have four tickets that have come available. The tickets are $20 a piece. They're on the ground floor right in the middle, so they're good seats. If you are interested in any of those four seats, if you'll see me, leave a note in my mailbox in the office or call me. I'd be glad to help get you tickets for this incredible event. Thank you. By the way, I guess I should say it's a handbell choir like you've never seen before. For those of you who were not here when I first talked about it, I want you to picture a choir of bells with antennas on their head and black and white gloves, or gold and white black gloves, playing Flight of the Bumblebee on handbells. Just think about that picture.
Thank you, Diane. If you look in your today's bulletin, there are so many announcements that I know that some of you are interested in. I'd like to highlight a couple things that you have not heard about. And do you have this in your bulletin today about the tour? They do not. Okay. All right, I'm going to tell you about this if you don't have it. Diane, just let me know that there's a poster about this announcement by the front door and opportunities for service bulletin you can sign up for. We have been thinking about putting together a tour to the Sound and Sight Theater in Lancaster. We've been thinking about that for quite a while. One of our members, Beverly, is involved with touring, and she has gotten together a tour that will be Wednesday, April the 4th. If you have ever been to the Sight and Sound Theater, you know that it fills up rather quickly. So we'd like to know if you want to go, and out in the Northex, this is in the Northex posted for you. It's $148. That's the full payment. You can make a partial payment or pay it in full. And the movie or the play that you're going to see is a new production. It's called Jesus, and I'm sure that we all would enjoy that. It's a bus trip, Wednesday, April the 4th to Lancaster. Okay. She said it includes lunch and the driver and this play. So it's a very good deal. Also, a few other announcements. Please don't forget that next Sunday is Pastor Appreciation Sunday. We will have a reception following both services. It will give you an opportunity to talk to Pastor Bruce and to let him know how much you appreciate the work he has done here. Are there any further announcements? Yes, Pastor. Today?
Yes.
All right. You want to come up? She's down here telling me also.
Charge conference is on Thursday at 7 o'clock, and because, like all good Methodists, we want food with our events, you can come to the Masonic Spaghetti Dinner from 4 until 6, and then stick around for charge conference.
Sounds like a good deal. That's on Thursday, starting at 6 o'clock.
And
the dinner is at 4 to 6. The charge conference starts at 6. It runs from 6 to 7 because there's other meetings, right? 6 o'clock. Yeah. Yeah, 6 o'clock. I know I'm going to be here at 6, so okay. All right, thank you. Any other announcements? There being none, let's prepare our hearts for worship. Please stand for the call to worship. God has called us to be people of love. God didn't mean the slurpy stuff of movies and novels. Truly loving can sometimes be difficult. In all this, God is with us, guiding and helping us. Please remain standing for hymn number 2270 in your black hymnal.
Thank you.
Good morning. Hi there. How are you? Oh, that's a nice smile you have. How you doing? You want to have a seat? Awesome. Anyone have a party coming up soon? Birthday or anything like that? You guys do. You going to have a big party? On the 23rd? On the 20th? Ah. Well, even though your party might not be soon, I'm sure you're going to have one. You going to invite a lot of people to your party? Most of your family and a couple of your friends? How about you? Most of your family? So you're going to send out invitations or call them up or put something on Facebook and say, hey, everyone join the party, and tell them a date and a time, right? That's kind of important because we want them to make sure that that they know when, right? That way they can be ready. And then you're going to get ready, right? Or at least your parents are. They're going to get a cake and some ice cream and wrap presents and put up decorations and all of that good stuff, right? That's going to be a lot of work put into it, right? And on the day of your party, it's getting ready to start, and you open the front door and no one's there. How would that make you feel? Sad, huh? Because, I mean, you put a lot of work into the party, right? And you would think that the people you invited cared enough, right, to show up, that they cared about you and all of the time you spent on getting ready, right? Well, you know what? In today's scripture reading, we're going to hear about a story where that happened. Someone had a huge party, and they invited people, and no one showed up. So, well, I'm not going to hold you hostage, but you can stay if you like. It's okay. So, we got to think about when we're invited to do something. Because God invites us to do things all the time, doesn't he? He invites us to do the right thing, to be good, to help other people out. We got to make sure that when he opens that door with that invitation, that we're there and that we're ready and that we're listening, right? No. I like your shoes. So, when he invites us to stuff, we have to be ready to do what he wants us to do, right? So we have to listen and pay attention because he invites us to do things all the time. All right. As you go about your days at school and at home, I want you to think about that because it's very important because those opportunities could come at any time. It could be mom asking you to clean your room. It could be helping put dishes away or setting the table. Or it could be even setting your phone or iPad down when mom and dad or brother and sister are talking to you so that you can pay attention to what they're saying. We have to be able to react. All right, let us pray. You want to come and pray? No? Okay. Well, if you feel like it, you let me know. Dear Lord, strengthen us, guide us, and teach us. Help us to open our ears, our hearts, and our minds so we may be ready to receive your invitation and act according to your will. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
for October. Let's repeat it through twice, please. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Our word of God today is taken from the book of Philippians. It's the letter from Paul to the people of Philippi, chapter 4, and it's on page 186 of your pew Bible, if you care to follow along. Therefore, my brethren, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euphoria and I entreat Cinche to agree to the Lord, and I ask you also, true yoke fellow, help these women, for they have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts in your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, is there anything worthy of the praise? Think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and have seen in me, do, and the God of peace will be with you. Our responsive reading is on page 829, Psalm 106. Let us read responsively. Praise the Lord. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord or show forth all God's praise? Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you deliver them. Both we and our forebears have sinned. We have committed iniquity and have done wickedly.
Our forebears came in Egypt, did not consider your wonderful works.
They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love and rebelled against the Most High at the Red Sea. God rebuked the Red Sea, and it became dry, and led them through the deep as through the desert.
So God saved them from the hand of the foe, and delivered them from the hand of the enemy.
And the waters covered their adversities. Not one of them was left. They made a calf at Horeb and worshipped the molten image. They forgot God, their Savior, whom had done great things in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord intended to destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach and turned away God's wrath from destroying them. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. All the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings?
Thank you.
God of peace, you are righteous and loving. Thank you for intervening in history to make a covenant relationship with your people, Israel. We are grateful that you welcome all who seek you through your Son, Jesus. Today we remember that you call women and men to spread the gospel. Let your peace guard our hearts and minds in Christ, so that we may work together in harmony to do your will. We present these tithes and our offerings to strengthen our church's ministries in Jesus' name. Amen. We come now in the time of our service to celebrate our joys and share our concerns. Do we have any joys or celebrations that we wish to share? John is home from the hospital now and doing well. Peggy?
Ethel's son was involved in a very bad traffic accident. He was in surgery yesterday for quite a while. He's at Forbes. He will need a lot of reconstruction on his face and also may lose an eye. So prayers for Ethel, Bill, and her son at this time.
Are there any other joys? Okay, Connie's sister is home now. Contrary to the bulletin,
She's no longer in transitions. Are there any other joys? How about the weather? That's a joy.
Indoor plumbing.
True, true, true. You finally get to say it. And medicine. Medicine. And for our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Are there any concerns that anyone wishes to share?
My grandmother had a heart attack almost 2 months ago, was in the hospital for a month, and then has been in rehab since, slowly progressing, getting better, but would appreciate your thoughts and prayers to her.
Kelly's grandmother had a heart attack 2 months ago.
Was recovering from a bad fall.
Pastor.
We want to continue to keep David in Northern Virginia in our prayers. Pray for the church, for a charge conference coming up this week, for the council meeting afterwards. Pray for our country.
If you're able to say what hospital is he in?
Since Pastor Bruce prays for medication, I'll raise the concern of the cost of medications.
Amen.
All right, are there any other concerns? Dean? Are there any other concerns?
Our military
and our first responders. Bonnie. Bonnie brings up a good point, and it's something that we wrestle with a lot because if you know anything about church doctrine, you know, the Methodist Church doesn't really support those things. But the Bible tells us that it doesn't matter. We're supposed to love everyone. God didn't give us a choice. He didn't say only love this group or that group. He said everyone. And that's what our job is. Our job isn't to judge. It never was. He claimed that for himself. And he told us that we were supposed to love everyone as he loved us. Just imagine what it would be like if God and Jesus had turned around and said, you know what? I don't like your hair. And walked away from you. It just doesn't happen. That's not what he did for us, and that's not what he expects from us. So Bonnie brings up a very good point. Whether you agree with it, whether you believe it, whether you're dead set on doctrine of this denomination or another, The Bible tells you something completely different. It tells you love everyone no matter what. Correct. Correct. Exactly. Exactly. So it's, you got to seek, that guidance. He's just not going to come down and say, here's what I want you to do. You got to ask for it. You got to ask him to be with you and walk with you and guide you in those times. How is it that he wants you to react? Are there any other concerns? We want to pray for a custody hearing tomorrow, hopefully the last custody hearing. We want to pray that God is with everyone there and that his will be made known and that it will glorify our Savior and our God. Are there any other concerns? For our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come together today to worship and praise your almighty name, for only you are worthy. As we come, though, we bring with us many things, things that we wish to celebrate and thank and praise you for, and also things that weigh on our hearts and our minds. We lifted up a great many names and situations. God, we know that you know what they are. And we know that and trust that you will handle them in a way that glorifies you and your holy kingdom. Lord, we do pray and ask that you strengthen and guide us, that you walk with us, that you open our hearts and our minds so that we may hear what it is that you are asking and directing us to do. And we pray that you will give us the strength and the courage to act as you wish. We pray for all of those in need, those that are going through struggles, those that are dealing with all the natural disasters all across the world. We pray that you be with the leaders of this country and those of the whole world. Show them the love that only you can show them and affect their hearts in only the way that you can affect them. Lord, we pray all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's scripture reading is going to come from the book of Matthew. But I need some volunteers. I need 3 or 4 volunteers to come down and help me. I promise I won't bite. I promise I won't draft you into the choir. I'm crossing my fingers on that one. I promise it won't hurt and you won't have to say anything. This will work. All right, so today's scripture reading comes from Matthew 22. And while I'm starting off with this, I'd like, if possible, if we can just, like, spread some of these out along the chancel rail here. So, again, Jesus spoke to them in parables. He said, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son." So, the day has come, and we set up the wedding banquet. Now, previously, invitations had been sent out, and we invited everyone on this side of the church to the party. We sent out the save the date cards as reminders. We said it's going to be the best blowout party of the year. Nothing's going to ever top this. Not only are we going to have wonderful food and some entertainment, but I'm going to give you a present. And it's going to be the best thing in the world. So back in those days, weddings didn't just happen like that. There was a whole bunch of procedure that they went through. So after they announced the wedding, there was usually a lot of time that went in between before a dowry was made up and everything was ready for the wedding. But guests were expected that right at the wedding, at that time, the father of the bride would kill his animals, prepare a feast, and then say, "Okay, it's time, everyone come." And you were expected to come. Well, that happened. The king said, "Okay, hey, everything's ready. It's time to go." No one showed up. He's like, "What the heck? Where is everyone? Why in the world aren't they here? I told them. I gave them enough notice. They knew that it was coming." So he wondered for a little bit, and he said, "You know what? You guys go out and make sure that they come to the party." So go out, make sure that they come to the party. Yeah, from this side, they were invited. Well, see, we have a unique situation here because we're lucky. At the moment, we seem to all remember the date and come. The servants could come back, though, because the original servants, "My servants, you could come back now." The original servants didn't have as much luck at all. In fact, no one came. And why didn't they come? Why do you think they didn't come? Anyone? They were too busy. They had businesses to run. They had farms to tend. They had better things to do, didn't they? Well, these ones weren't. But we'll get to them in a little bit. Don't feel left out. Don't worry. Well, they didn't have anything to wear. Why else might they not have come? They're mad with the king. They just didn't want to. Hey, we have it. I mean, come on. Okay, we're all familiar with Facebook, right? If you're familiar with Facebook, raise your hand. Okay. So on Facebook, you have a page that represents yourself. And you could have other pages that represent other aspects of your life, like maybe a business or this or that. But unless you invite people, they don't know how to find it, right? Unless someone that you previously invited or as part of your circle invites someone, they won't know it. You kind of almost have to hope that you get lucky if you do a search. You can do that. But like my leather working, I have a page separate from myself for that. But if you don't know what you're looking for, it might be hard to find it. You could type in leatherworking. You might get lucky. You might find my page. But you're probably going to find a million others along the way. So mostly, unless I directly invite you or someone close to me invites you, you're not going to know about it. So no one showed up. Well, then the king said, okay, you know what? We're going to try this one more time. And he sends the servants out and he says, go. Remind them that I killed all of my best livestock for them. And that the wine's the best wine in the world, and I have it ready for them. Remind them that they're supposed to come. Well, the servants went out, and this time, the people got mad. They said, you know what? What are you doing? Why are you bothering us? Some got upset. Some got pretty brutal with the servants. They may have accosted them, beat them up, left them in the streets. Some of the servants weren't so lucky. They were actually killed. Well, this made the king really angry. He got upset with them. So he turned around and he said, army, destroy them. Nothing left. And the army went out and destroyed the city and everyone that was in it. Then he turned to some of his remaining servants, probably had to hire some new ones because a few of them were killed, and said, hey, go out this time, forget them, invite whoever you come across. And those servants went out, and they grabbed all of the other people, and people came. Good people came, bad people came. People that weren't prepared came, but people came. They heeded the call. And they came and they were able to enjoy the feast that had been prepared. Okay, you folks may go ahead and sit down. Thank you. Thank you all for coming up. Next time, I promise we'll try to have some wine. If not, it'll be the pastor's fault. So, what can we learn from this? That if you tell the pastor that you feel left out on candy, he'll give you candy. So remember that out there. The pastor just left me. Well, as laity, there's a couple of things that we can learn from this. One, guess what? We're the servants. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a cakewalk. We may meet resistance. We may even meet our demise in serving our God. But we are serving our God in doing His will. We may not see it in our day-to-day lives, and it may seem like a strange thing to us to be that willing to say, yeah, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, even if it means I'm going to die today, even if I know that it means that I'm going to die. The second time the king sent the servants out, they had to know, wait, you know, people were giving us a lot of problems the last time. This could be bad. But they went anyways. We are a little bit luckier in this country that we don't have it quite as bad as they do in other countries. There are Christian ministers and Christian laity out in other countries that are being hunted, that are being imprisoned, killed. Their families are being, you know, tortured. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, this is part of what it is to serve God. There are going to be good days. There are going to be some really good celebrations and some good times. And there's going to be some really close moments with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. But it's not going to be all peachy king. God tells us that. I mean, how many times in the Bible does He tell us that, hey, things are going to be
tough, but I'll be with you. Always. The other thing that we learn from this scripture is that people got to be invited. It's our job to invite them. God put out a blanket invitation to everyone to come and partake in his kingdom, to serve him. But not everyone hears it. Not everyone recognizes it. Not everyone heeds it. And some people just don't care. But it's part of our job to take to those people that don't know what it is to be loved by God and to serve God. It's our job as laity to do so. As we go about our lives, as we go about work, as we go about play, as we go about family time, we have to really pay attention for that call, because that call may be in your face, you can't ignore it, or that call may be so soft and unrecognizable. It could be something as simple as holding the door for someone or offering to help someone cross the street. Could be something magnificent. Maybe you're asked to build a church or a ministry. But we have to be able to recognize when that call comes, when God says, the feast is ready, it's time to come. And we have to be able to react appropriately in a way that glorifies God, in a way that is fitting for his kingdom. So as we go about our lives, we need to pray that God be with us, right beside us, guiding us, opening our hearts and our souls and our minds so that we could hear when it is that he's making that call of us, so that we don't fall on the side of those that will be destroyed because we didn't know, we didn't care, we didn't pay attention, we didn't recognize it. God will give us the knowledge and power. We have to ask. Let us pray. Lord, be with us today and always. Guide us. Help us to recognize in our daily lives each and every call that you are making to us to do your will. Help us to be prepared and ready to react in a way that is pleasing to you. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us all now stand and join together in singing, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Dear Lord, be with us because we need you every hour. Go ahead, Diane. I need thee every hour.